Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Open up November with a weekend set of back-to-back games against Eastern Conference opposition. First up, the Florida Panthers, who after making the Stanley Cup final last June, are now stronger than ever, and they are always a tough team for the Blackhawks to beat. Barkov and Dickinson, and we're underway as Dickinson wins the draw. Got it to Foligno in the right circle. To the line, Seth Jones. Long wrist shot, save, rebound, score! Nick Foligno! 10 feet out in front of the crease, grabbed a rebound, and steps it past Stolarz. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks lead 1-0. Kurashev over the Panther line. He'll snap one in from the right circle off the side of the net. Got it back, put it in front. Sights it, shoots, he scores! His first goal as a member of the Blackhawks, Nikita Zaitsev, snapped it low and under the glove of Stolarz. And the Blackhawks now take a 2-0 lead over the Panthers. Picked off by Tyler Johnson to Jason Dickinson to Taylor Hall, flying in over the Panther line. He shoots, he scores! Taylor Hall! He let it rip from the left wing circle, and this got through the goaltender Stolarz. And for Taylor Hall, that's his first goal as a Blackhawk. Makes the score 3-0 Hawks. It's chipped out by Kirsch at the center ice to Bedard. Over the Panther line down the left wing. Shoot, he scores! Number 5 of the season for Connor Bedard. Got plenty of room in the left wing circle. And he beat the goaltender Stolarz. Low to the stick side. 4-0 Hawks. Chuck top of the right circle with delays and fires. Glove save is made by Mrazek. He had to love that, taking away what looked like a sure goal from Matthew Tkachuk, who can really fire the puck there, and he had great position to shoot from. At the line, Ekman-Larsson to Verhaeghe, left circle, back to Ekman-Larsson, he shoots, he scores. There was a screen in front of Peter Mrazek. I don't think he ever saw that shot. It hits the back of the net, it's a power play goal, and the Panthers are on the board, trailing 4-1 with 13:27 left in period number 3. Mahura from the high slot. To Verhaeghe, right circle, sent it toward the net. There, loose puck taken by Tkachuk. He shoots and scores. Matthew Tkachuk was right next to the Hawk crease. As that shot came in, Mrazek made the initial save, but the rebound laid a little bit to his left. And Matthew Tkachuk was right there to slide it past him. It's now 4-2 in favor of the Hawks, with a lot of time left on that clock. Over to Kurashev. He'll push it to center ice to himself over the Panther line with an empty net. He shoots and scores! And that'll put this one away. With 9 seconds left in the hockey game, the Hawks lead the Panthers 5-2, and that should turn out to be the final score. The Hawks will pick up their first win on home ice in the 2023-24 season. So there's the final horn. The Blackhawks pick up the win over the Florida Panthers. The final score 5-2. And with the win, the Blackhawks now improve their record to 4-6-0. While with the loss, the Panthers are now 5-4-1. And these two teams will get together down in South Florida in about a week.